Now the news on Wenji. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has begun her visit to China in the southern province of Guangdong. She was received by Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng on Friday. Yellen highlighted the importance of creating equitable trade and business practices. Vice Premier He Lifeng emphasized building upon the consensus reached between Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Joe Biden during their meeting in San Francisco last November. He also highlighted the significance of China-U.S. talks on the global economy and expressed hope that ongoing dialogue could lead to tangible mutual benefits. Earlier in the day, Yellen also engaged in roundtable talks with international business leaders and met with Wang Weizhong, the governor of Guangdong province. It's the last day of the three-day Qingming Festival holiday in China. Most people are returning from their travels. Nearly 18 million passenger trips are expected to be made via railway Saturday. The Transport Ministry says on Friday, nationwide passenger flow reached more than 224 million, with more than 93% of people traveling via highway. The number of deaths from Wednesday's devastating earthquake in the Taiwan region has risen to 12, with over 1,100 others injured. Rescuers are still helping hundreds of people trapped in the rubble and searching for other missing people. There have been more than 400 aftershocks. The UN Human Rights Council has adopted a resolution calling for Israel to be held accountable for possible war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. 28 countries voted in favor, 13 abstained, and 6 opposed the resolution, including the United States and Germany. Israel has dismissed the vote as a distorted text. The resolution stresses that all the violations of international humanitarian and human rights laws must not go without punishment. Gaza's health ministry says more than 33,000 people have been killed and nearly 76,000 injured in Israeli attacks since October last year. The Israeli military says it has fired 2 military officers responsible for approving the airstrikes that killed 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. The Israeli military investigation claims the incident was a case of mistaken identification, and operators believe they were targeting armed Hamas operatives. The aid organization World Central Kitchen has demanded an independent probe into the incident, saying the Israeli investigation is not credible. Seb Metnick has more.
On Friday, Israel released the results of the investigation into the killing of the 7 aid workers. It said that it dismissed 2 officers and reprimanded 3 more for what it said was the mishandling of critical documents as well as the violation of the engagement of war. Israel said that the officer that ordered the attack on the cars thought that there were Hamas fighters inside them. It's unclear if this is going to quell the growing international condemnation that there has been since the aid workers were killed. On Friday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the U.S. was reviewing the investigation and that it was important that Israel took responsibility and that people were held accountable. The World Central Kitchen also said that it was encouraged that Israel was taking disciplinary action, but it said that it was not enough and that there needed to be an independent investigation into the killings. It said that Israel could not credibly investigate itself.
Authorities say there have been no reports of injuries or fatalities following a dam breach in the Russian city of Orsk. The breach led to significant flooding, which submerged homes, affecting over 10,000 residents. The dam was designed to protect the city from the Ural River in Russia's Orenburg region. A mass evacuation is underway from the city. Temporary shelters have been set up to assist those evacuated from the flooded areas. Emergency repair work on the damaged sections of the dam is underway. China and Thailand will cooperate on the exploration and peaceful use of outer space, as well as on the International Lunar Research Station, China's Chang'e 7 lunar exploration mission, to be launched around 2026. Will have on board a Thailand-developed global space weather monitoring device. It will be the first time that a scientific instrument from Thailand has entered deep space from Earth orbit. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.